Chapter 5. We attacked King Owen's land because it was far away, the king told Undras. We thought we were safe. We thought he couldn't follow us all the way back here, but he did. The king looked sadly into the distance as he remembered. One day a huge army appeared. They came over the mountains from the south with hundreds of men. They were very angry. They burnt all our villages, destroyed all our farms, and killed everyone they could find. They killed men, women, and children. They even burnt down this village and this hall. I was a young man then, about your age. I had to watch while they killed my father. Don't worry, father, said Andras. I understand. I know what you want me to do. I will bring you the head of King Owen. Fool! Shouted the king, and jumped to his feet. He threw his empty bowl from the table and it smashed on the floor. This is why you can never be king, he said to his son. Don't you understand? The last thing I want is another war with King Owen. Do you think I want to see villages on fire? Do you think I want to see people die? Andras remained silent. Eventually, his father was calm. Then he looked at his son and spoke again. When King Owen attacked, he took something, the king said quietly. He took a beautiful golden shield that hung in the hall. This shield was the most valuable thing for our tribe. Andras was quiet for a moment. My challenge is to get the shield back, he said. Yes, said the king. Andras frowned. But if I take warriors and attack King Owen, there will be a war. Yes, said the king, and there must be no more wars. If I steal the shield, there will also be a war, said Andras. Yes, said the king. So how can I get the shield and bring it back without causing a war? Said Andras. That is your challenge, said the king. Any fool can solve problems with a sword. You can attack the king and take the shield, but then he will attack us. He will come over the mountains with his warriors and destroy our lands again. Not if we're ready, said Andras. We can build an army to meet him. Yes, said King Brennan. We can do that. We can fight a war. But hundreds of our people will die, and hundreds of King Owen's people will die. Wives will lose husbands and children will lose fathers. There will be no one left to look after the fields and grow the food. Everyone will suffer. It will be worth it, said Andras. We will win back respect. The other tribes will fear us. The king shook his head sadly. A king's job is to look after the people. Our people don't want a scary king. They want food and peace. Then what do you want me to do? Said Andras. I want you to bring back the shield, said the king. Do not return without it, or you will not be king. But you must also not start a war with King Owen, or you will not be king. Do you understand your challenge, Andras? He nodded quietly. This would be difficult. Good. You can start tomorrow, said the king. I've waited long enough, said Andras, getting to his feet. I'll start today. Goodbye, father. As Andras walked out of the hall, one of the old men turned towards the king.
Your Highness, are you sure this is a good idea?
He said. No, said the king. Not at all. But what choice do I have?